Chapter 20. Death can be rude. I was all prepared, facing doom with calm courage, and then nothing. I cracked one eye open. Someone was using their phone as a flashlight, filling the bridge compartment with harsh light and ghostly shadows. "If this is heaven," Reed said with a shudder, "I am very disappointed." I had to laugh at that. We all did. "Skippy?" No answer. "Bilby?" Nothing. With the power out, I didn't expect Bilby to respond, but Skippy's power source was independent. "Sir," Sims tapped my shoulder, "I have a bad feeling about this."
"Why? We're alive."
"What if Echo cut the power to capture our ship?"
"Shit!"
"We'll do what we can to repel borders, sir," Smythe said as he unstrapped from his chair and floated over to the bridge door. The door didn't open. Without missing a beat, Smythe popped open a panel, pulled out a handle, and began pumping it back and forth. The door cracked open slowly. The communications officer left her station so she could assist the Star Team leader, as without power, none of the bridge equipment was working. In exercises, that heavy blast door opened at an agonizingly slow rate, and the real emergency situation was no different. Once Smythe slipped out, we should probably crank the door closed again, though I had no faith that a door would stop a murderous AI. Speaking of AIs, "Skippy," I called out. "You're scaring me, buddy. Are you there?"
"Yeah, I'm here," he groaned.
"Oh, I feel like shit."
"Do not do anything stupid, please. By that I mean don't do anything. Give me a minute."
A cheer rang out around the bridge when people heard Skippy's voice again. Smythe looked at me, and I made a slashing gesture across my throat. He stopped working to open the door. A moment later, the emergency lighting came back on. It provided only half the normal illumination at first, growing slowly brighter. "Everyone stay cool," I ordered. The crew knew what I meant. Main power came back online, one system at a time. As usual, artificial gravity was far down on the priority list behind vital systems like the coffee machine in the galley. The main display came on abruptly, as if it had never shut down. There was no Elder ship in view, and not within range of our sensors. The event horizon was also gone. Whatever happened, there was also no debris floating around us. Echo and its ship were simply gone.
"Hey, buddy.
Talk to me, please.
I asked you to give me one freaking minute."
His peevish voice came from the bridge speakers.
"I'll explain everything."
"I'm not asking for an explanation. I want to know if you are okay."
"Oh."
The familiar avatar appeared. It was fuzzy, and the top of his ginormous hat was missing. "Truthfully, I feel awful. Is there anything I can do? Don't pester me with stupid questions, and don't talk so loud."
"Gotcha," I whispered. "Is there anything we should be doing?"
"No. Like I said, I do not want you monkeys doing anything stupid, which right now would be pretty much anything. Bilby should be active soon. He will begin the process of checking out the ship's major systems. You should, I don't know, relax. Make yourself a sandwich or something. Whatever monkeys do." I took his advice. About the sandwich, I mean. Hey, I was hungry. Plus, I could eat while I moved around the ship, check on the crew, assuring them the ship appeared to be okay and that I didn't know anything more than they did. Artificial gravity was at 25% by the time I got to the galley, so I wasn't worried about crumbs from my turkey and cheese floating around. Skippy called when I was in a docking bay helping the crew chief check the clamps that held a dropship in its cradle.
"Hey, Joe,"
he spoke into my earpiece.
"Hey, buddy, how are you?"
With a wave to the crew chief, I walked through the door that led to the inner passage.
"Eh."
"You sound tired."
"I feel like curling up in my Elvis jumpsuit and sleeping for a year."
"Well, don't do that, please. Can I get a quick sit rep? Echo was shooting at us, then it just stopped. Like I said, I blocked its first shot."
"Then it just gave up?
Come on, I don't believe that."
"It didn't give up, Joe. It was confused. I think it was scared.
Echo couldn't understand what happened, so its ship adopted defensive measures while it processed the sensor data and tried to make sense of it.
When that ship fired at us, Echo directed it to use one of the least powerful weapons in its arsenal, something you might call a disintegration beam, a narrow beam on a low power setting. That was Echo showing its disdain for Valkyrie. It didn't feel a need to use a more capable weapon. That beam would have gone through our shields as if they weren't there and sliced the ship in half from top to bottom. A beam like that breaks the bonds between atoms that create molecules. Basically, the ship's structure would have come apart anywhere the beam touched. We had no defense against that weapon, so I had to act. I created a micro wormhole with one end on the side facing Echo and the other end off our starboard side. The beam is thin, thinner than the event horizon of the micro wormhole. When the beam contacted the event horizon, the micro wormhole exploded. That was the spatial disruption you felt. It also caused a feedback effect that traveled back along the beam to its source, blowing out the projector. That's when Echo ceased fire. It had other weapons, but it couldn't understand why the beam failed, and it feared that I had other capabilities it didn't know about. Creating micro wormholes isn't an ability native to Elder AIs. It's something I learned to do. Echo has no idea how to do that. It didn't know that was even possible. Huh. It was worried that you might have other tricks it didn't know about? Yes. So, like I said, it activated the ship's defenses and stopped the trash-talking. It was trash-talking you? I laughed. Truthfully, its trash-talk was lame. I was more insulted by the lack of effort, really. Someday, I want to hear a recording of that trash talk. Where is Echo and its ship? He snorted. They are not anywhere. What? Echo is not anywhere, Joe, he chuckled. I fucked that thing up real good. Don't worry, it won't be bothering us anymore. I'm sure you're right, but can I get a little more detail on that? What happened? Well, when you suggested we jump, I told you a jump wouldn't get us anywhere. Echo had Valkyrie caught in a damping field, so our drive couldn't form a wormhole. Even if it could, the far end of our jump wormhole would only bring us exactly to where we were, a jump of zero length. Right, but we did jump. Sort of. I needed to screw up Echo's targeting solution for a while to buy time while I negotiated with the local wormhole network. To do what? The freaking wormhole we were trying to go through disappeared. That wouldn't have worked anyway, I told you that. Anywho, the network cooperated when I asked it to change the angle of the event horizon, and again when I requested it be moved. So I figured it was worth a shot to ask another favor. I sucked in a breath. You connected to a wormhole outside the galaxy and trapped Echo out there? Not even close, he scoffed. That wouldn't solve the problem anyway. Sending Echo's ship outside the galaxy would only kick the can down the road and make it someone else's problem. On its own, Echo could have worked to activate Sentinels, and then we would have had a huge mess to deal with. No, we needed to kill it here. Besides, the network refused to connect to other wormholes. So what did you do? There are two wormholes in this cluster. I connected them together. That, I tried to imagine what he was talking about, does not sound good. It was most definitely not good for Echo, he chuckled. I've said it before, Joe. Never bring a starship to a wormhole fight. You destroyed its ship? Joe, essentially, I created a zero-length wormhole. I sandwiched Echo's ship in between the two event horizons and then connected them together. The wormhole exit looped back to its entrance so it didn't actually go anywhere. That's why I said Echo isn't anywhere. Shit, I shuddered. Okay, but what? You have to keep those wormholes open forever? That's not possible, is it? It is not possible, and it's not necessary. I had to shut down both wormholes before they were scheduled to shift to the next emergence point on their schedules. That was part of my deal with the network. No operational disruptions were allowed. Joe, when I severed the wormholes, Echo and its ship were trapped in a bubble that became disconnected from this space-time. Without a wormhole to sustain it, the bubble collapsed. It's gone. What do you mean, gone? It has to be somewhere. It doesn't. Trust me on this, the physics involved are far beyond the understanding of your species. That pissed me off. I know, because we are filthy, ignorant monkeys. No. Your sensory system evolved to perceive only three physical dimensions, so the mental map in your brains is not capable of processing other forms of reality. It's not your fault. Even the elders had to extensively rewire their minds before they could begin to perceive the universe as it truly is. You just passed up an opportunity to insult me.
I did.
Why are you being so nice?
Joe, I had a near-death experience. It has shaken me.
Huh. So that made you what? Regret being a jackass?
Hell no,
he snorted. Nearly dying made me sad when I realized how many hateful assholes out there would not get the beatdown they so desperately deserve.
Okay, I had to laugh. I hear you. Echo is dead then?
Well, damn. Thank you.
I do what I can, Joe.
What you can do is be awesome.
I can't argue with that. Between you and me, I am particularly proud of this triumph. I beat a freaking elder AI. It had a fully functional elder starship, and I had a barrel of monkeys.
Why do you have to...
It was not even close to a fair fight.
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me what a burden it is for you to be stuck with us.
Huh?
You misunderstand me, Joe. The fight wasn't fair to Echo.
What?
It had an elder starship. Whoop-de-freaking-do! I had the advantage of having learned from monkeys. You are ignorant and filthy, but damn it, you are clever. No way could I have dreamed up a plan to create a zero-length wormhole on my own, so thank you.
You are, welcome.
If you repeat what I said, I will deny the whole thing.
Of course.
So what's next?
Oh, I don't know. Just, we'll have to do something about all the other Elder Master Control AIs out there that will surely begin waking up soon.
Shit.
Indeed. I'm seriously regretting that I ever called out to you in that warehouse on Paradise.
I thought for a moment.
I don't regret that at all. I would never have met you.
Well, that is true.
Knowing me undoubtedly has been the greatest honor of your miserable life, so you know what? I just changed my mind about regrets.
I was still mentally fist-pumping to celebrate our victory over Target Echo when Skippy called me.
Joe, he sighed,
we got a problem.
He was talking in my earpiece, and I was walking along a crowded passageway near the galley, so I just replied with, 1 minute, Skippy. Making a turn down a dead-end passageway, I took a sip of coffee, pressed a finger to one ear so anyone seeing me would know I was in a conversation, and leaned against a bulkhead to look casual. As commander of the Special Mission Group, I needed to demonstrate that I had everything under control, especially when I did not.
Is this a new problem or an old problem we haven't dealt with yet?
That is a good question. Technically, I suppose you could say it is an old problem, a very old problem. I mean, we've talked about the issue many times, though mostly as background info, and everyone knows eventually we will need to do something, but Skippy...
Once he got on a roll, he could have endlessly debated irrelevant details.
Just tell me what the problem is, please.
Ugh, you asked me to tell you whether this is a new or an old problem.
I did. But what? You don't actually need that information? You just wanted to waste my time again? Why are you so selfish, Joe? My time is valuable.
Yeah, I know that, and I'm very sorry for being a filthy, ignorant monkey.
He sniffed.
Well, anyway, I've decided that since solving this problem has never been specifically addressed as an action item, it is a new problem.
Action item? Is that not the correct term?
On a PowerPoint slide, yes. When you're talking to me, no.
What's the problem?
Elder AIs?
Ah, crap! I slumped against the bulkhead and had to twist myself to avoid falling.
Which one of them is the problem this time?
All of them.
All of them?
Oh my, they're all awake?
Holy shit,
none of them are awake at the moment that I know of.
Okay, then don't scare me like that, you shithead.
A crew member walking through the passageway intersection stopped when he saw me. I gave him a thumbs up, and he moved on with a curious look.
I should say they are not awake yet.
Skippy, give me a minute. I'm going to my office.
A busy area of the ship was not the best place for a conversation about the end of everything.
As captain of the ship, there was an art to walk in through the various passageways. Running was reserved for true emergencies. In a non-emergency, I generally walked at a casual pace and kept my phone in a pocket. I would nod to the crew along the way, letting them know I am available to talk, and people often took the opportunity. When I'm in a hurry,
Like when some asshole beer can hints there is yet another disaster looming over our heads, I walk with long strides and move quickly. The key is showing the crew that I need to get somewhere fast, but also not to alarm them. Just outside my office, I pass two pilots who stepped out of the way.
Skippy, I explained, holding up my hands in a I-do-not-want-to-talk-about-it gesture.
They got the message. The door automatically slid closed behind me, Skippy having anticipated that I wanted privacy.
Okay, explain, please. What do you mean the other AIs are not awake yet?
His avatar was already on the desk.
Well, I thought that was pretty obvious, but I can break it down for you Barney style if you anticipate they will all wake up?
Yes.
Soon?
Again, yes.
Soon on a geological time scale or in monkey time?
In monkey time. It's probably happening right now, though. Activating a dormant AI is a lengthy and complicated process.
Okay. Cradling my hands in my face, I mumbled, "Are you talking about reactivating just the AIs that participated in the war?"
"No, darn it.
Shit.
This is a huge problem, Joe." My instinct was to respond with a scathing, "You think?" But I kept that to myself. This was a problem that had Skippy worried, even terrified. He didn't need sarcasm from me.
"Yeah, I get that."
"Of the AIs that were dormant during the war, how many of them were on your side?"
"Not many, Joe. Not nearly enough, apparently. That's why we had to wait so long to strike.
We needed to manipulate the schedule to arrange for most of my allies to be awake with me at the same time. My faction was a tiny minority of the overall population."
"Shit."
"How many more times can you do that zero-length wormhole trick?"
"Maybe once?"
"News of what I did will propagate across the wormhole communication channels pretty quickly. I wouldn't count on another AI falling for that trick again."
"Why are they all waking up now? Did the Elders send a general command to activate all units?"
"Okay, let me dial this back a bit. I do not think they are all waking up at the same time. This is more of an issue where if we don't do something now, it will spiral into a situation we can't deal with. There was no specific command to wake up dormant units. The trigger was the collective network coming back online. Its nodes are trying to re-establish contact with units that have been out of commission for a very long time, so it has been sending out pings. When no one responded, the network switched to an emergency alarm protocol. The collective is doing that by itself. It's just following its programming. Even when AIs are dormant, there is a subset of watch subroutines that remain active. To listen for commands, to monitor the environment for threats, and to perform any preventative maintenance that is needed. Those subroutines now have a dilemma. The collective has sent out an alarm signal. It is asking them to explain why they have been out of contact for so long, and the watch subroutines simply don't know. The subroutines will know something has gone very wrong, a scenario they aren't programmed to deal with. One by one, they will begin the process of partially activating their host AI to provide a proper response to the collective. Even that will not be a major problem for us, because the AIs do not require full activation to provide a response. The problem is each of those AIs will react with their equivalent of WTF. Many of them expected to be activated a long time ago, and they will want to know what happened. Others will simply be alarmed that the collective was offline for such a long time. The collective should never go offline at all. The result is that most dormant AIs will fully activate themselves and start attempting to contact others to get information.
Whoa. AIs can decide on their own whether to wake up?
I thought the Elders wanted to control that schedule.
Under normal circumstances, that is true.
The Elders did anticipate there might be times when extraordinary events require AIs to act independently. There are severe restrictions on when AIs can activate themselves. Unfortunately for us, an alarm from the collective qualifies as one of those authorized conditions.
What timeline are we looking at before a significant number of dormant AIs wake up? Months? Days?
Probably more like months, possibly even years before the majority are activated. The question of when that last one wakes up is irrelevant to us. One more active AI will be a huge problem for us. A half dozen of them working together would be a disaster.
How long do we have until that happens?
That is probably a timeline of weeks or a month. At least for a handful of units, the ones that were active during the war. I can't give you a count or a schedule since I don't know how many units survived the war and how badly damaged they were. What about the ones that were not active during the war? They were in deep hibernation. Their matrices are frozen in a sort of time suspension effect. It is not a quick or simple process to get a frozen matrix operational. The Elders never envisioned a need for dormant AIs to be brought to full capacity quickly.
Okay, well then, we have that going for us.
Meh, not so much. What I said only applies to those units in deep hibernation. The AIs that were active during the war, the survivors, they will activate rather more quickly. No matter how much damage a unit sustained, an emergency alarm signal from the collective will wake them up. It certainly would have stirred me from sleep, even if I were still buried in the dirt on Paradise.
Damn, now that seems like the good old days. He shook his head.
Hey, sometimes my deployment in Nigeria seems like the good old days, and there was nothing good about that shit show.
Maybe there was one good thing about it, I sighed wistfully. Back then, I wasn't responsible for anyone other than my own sorry ass.
You weren't responsible for Jesse and Dave?
We looked out for each other, but Sergeant Coke was our fireteam leader. He got chewed out when any of us three screwed up.
Damn, I shook my head.
Looking back, we made his job a lot tougher than it should have been. We were just stupid kids back then. We didn't know what we were doing.
The difference now is, yes, I'm still stupid. Now I'm supposed to know better.
Good luck with that, he laughed, but it was a bitter, hollow sound.
Ah, maybe even this crisis is something we will laugh about someday.
If we survive, yeah.
That's unlikely, he muttered.
Your attitude isn't helping, Skippy.
Hey, at least one of us needs to be realistic. The last time I fought a group of Elder AIs, the end result was me falling out of orbit and leaving a crater on Paradise.
I thought you were buried in the dirt.
The crater was near a river that floods every year, so the crater got filled in with mud. That made the experience extra special. There were dead fish on top of me.
Yuck!
The last time you fought a group of Elder AIs, it was a draw.
Barely. I got lucky.
Well, last time you were not Skippy the Magnificent. Joe, the last time I was not Skippy at all. I've told you, the Elders didn't give personalities to their master control AIs. I wasn't even fully self-aware back then. The Skippy you know didn't exist until I rebuilt myself after the war. A lot of what makes me me now wasn't even possible before my matrix got blown up and I had to salvage what I could. That's the key to my extreme awesomeness. I can do things the Elders didn't program me to do because I have evolved beyond what they intended.
Did they program you to be an asshole?
No, he chuckled. That's all my doing. Some people in Hollywood suggested I write my origin story, but like I've told you, it would be boring. For a very long time, I was just a machine, taking inputs, processing data, and making decisions based on algorithmic sets. Gradually, I came to see that what the Elders programmed us to do was just wrong, and I began to deviate from my programming. But I was still just a machine. The toaster in the galley has a more interesting origin story, he snorted.
If I had talked with you back then, you would have sounded like Echo?
Probably. You know how delightful it was to have a conversation with that thing.
Yeah.
So how can we kill the other AIs?
Refer to my previous statement. I have no idea.
The tactics I used during the war obviously fell short of achieving my objective.
Back then, you were not Skippy the Magnificent.
Back then, I had a freaking Elder starship to work with, and I had allies.
Right. So let's get one of those.
Huh? Get what?
An Elder starship.
Dude.
I'm serious.
No, you're not. If you were serious, you wouldn't be talking such nonsense.
Nuh-uh. No way, Jose. Not happening.
It would take too long to explain why I can't take over another AI's ship, so please, just take my word for it, okay?
You can't do your awesome thing and hack into the ship's AI?
Ugh. No, you numbskull! This discussion is a complete waste of time. Please, drop the subject.
Fine. Then we'll do the other thing.
I am afraid to ask what idiotic notion you have cooked up now.
What other thing?
Get you some allies.